This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Want a beer or sausage? Then just swipe. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta has gone cashless, one of the first stadiums to do so. In football season, it's home to the Falcons, and now as soccer season begins, the Atlanta United, Susanna Capilluto of WABE in Atlanta, reports the move also comes with a cut in concession prices.
During the home opener of the Atlanta United soccer team, the Fries Up concession stand was very busy.
I would like 3 hot dogs, 2 fries.
The price for a hot dog here dropped this season from an even $2 to $1.50.
Go ahead and swipe when you're ready.
Because swiping is now pretty much the only way to get food at the stadium. Before going cashless, the stadium had set all prices to end in a full dollar because messing with coins slowed things down. Now prices can be more flexible, says Mercedes-Benz Stadium COO Greg Beatles.
So, for example, our $2 hot dog, we don't have a lot of options to lower the price on it if it's only full dollar increments. So we lowered it by 50 cents.
Beatles says going cashless will shorten lines, and the stadium saves on personnel since concession stands no longer need to safeguard their money.
Whenever they take cash, we have to have security guards that carry it back to the cash room from all the locations all around.
But there's a twist on those savings. That $2 hot dog included the sales tax. Now the tax is added on, which didn't go unnoticed by soccer fan Denise Crawford.
It's kind of deceiving because in actuality now I'm paying 8.9% sales tax on the, quote, lowered price.
So the $1.50 dog is really $1.63. But Crawford likes the cashless policy. For people who only have cash, the stadium set up 10 kiosks that turn cash into Visa gift cards free of charge. Bruce Seaman is a sports economist with Georgia State University. He says a lot of venues around the country will be watching Atlanta's cashless policy.
Sporting events, arts events, crowd events where speed is of the essence, those areas are ripe for this kind of experimentation.
Atlanta Stadium officials say on the first cashless day, less than 1% of fans used the cash-to-card kiosks. Though they wouldn't give a dollar amount, they say concession sales were about the same as last season. In Atlanta, I'm Susanna Capilluto for Marketplace.